Thank you, Mr. President. Australia commends Rwanda for its economic and social development, particularly its efforts in the field of gender equality, where Rwanda sets an example for many countries to follow. We also applaud Rwanda for having abolished the death penalty. While understanding Rwanda's desire to maintain social order, Australia is concerned with restrictions on fundamental political freedoms, including freedoms of expression, opinion, and association. Australia remains concerned that the law on genocide ideology continues to impede fundamental freedoms. Australia recommends Rwanda ensure no one is subject to criminal processes for exercising rights to peaceful assembly and of association, nor subject to violence, harassment, persecution, intimidation, or reprisals. In the lead-up to the 2017 elections, we urge Rwanda to do all in its power to ensure peaceful, timely, credible, and transparent elections. Australia recommends Rwanda allow opposition parties to carry out their activities without intimidation or hindrance, and release individuals prosecuted solely for the peaceful and legitimate expression of their views. Finally, Australia further recommends Rwanda ratify the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court and ensure that it is able to meet obligations to cooperate with the court under that statute. I thank you.